Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me tell you, I think it was a statement last night, even against the terrible Giants team.
Right.
I got some texts last night, Keith Bragg.
Ooh.
Oh. Oh, I thought the Giants and the Patriots were pretty close. I thought the gap wasn't all that big. And I'm like, well, yeah, that's what somebody at ESPN wrote.
Yeah, and then we talked about it. We disagreed.
The Giants, difficult schedule, and the Patriots, easy schedule. But even as bad as the Giants are, and they were worse than I expected, and some of it was self-inflicted, guys getting benched.
Some of it's Mike Kafka.
Can't kick field goals. A lot of it's the head coach.
He doesn't look right. He talks into the headset oddly. You see how he hit it, like, in his mouth.
Well, not to get too far into this, but there's a lot of stuff going on that was odd. His hat.
Hat's odd. His hat was ajar.
What'd you think of those eyebrows?
Didn't care for him. And then he's, like, eating the microphone.
Who drew those in?
Have you ever seen that? We see a lot of coaches on the sidelines with microphones that are all on headset.
Yeah.
He was, like, swallowing the microphone. I was like, what is this?
I kind of thought he looked like Johnny Galecki with, like, his eyebrows pointed straight down.
Something. A little Johnny Galecki.
Something.
Yeah.
Something's up with those brows.
I'm not sure he's going to get the job going forward. I could be wrong. Maybe the Giants will love what he's doing and hire him.
They were pretty stinky. That's still a statement game last night.
Oh,
and
it was.
I think these power rankings back that up. Like, the Patriots had not been getting, quote unquote, their respect, if you will. Like, they were second and third, but they hadn't been in this top spot before. And now today, look at all the power rankings. They're number one, and they should be.
I mean, they have 11 wins. They're 11-2. And so you can be like,
they were the only team last week with 10 wins, and they weren't there.
True. I guess that's true. But you're like, at some point, you have to say, even if they just played the 10 worst teams in the league consecutively, which is not the case, but even if you do that, 10-game winning streaks don't happen all the time in the NFL. You look back on the last time the Patriots have done it. It was three different years with Tom Brady. You won a Super Bowl, lost a Super Bowl, and then went to an AFC title game. So all, like, good seasons for the team. 10-game heaters. There are some good teams. There are some playoff teams along the way. Last night, not one of them. But look at how they did it. Their quarterback looked like an MVP again. They're ripping off a punt return touchdown to just give you something else to think about. Like, oh, by the way, they also have this guy who can change a game for you. The defense had these big hits, the special teams had these big hits. It was a pretty dominating game. And I know some are saying on the text line, they're like, well, they only scored 3 points in the second half. They were up 30-7 at the half. They had the ball, besides, you know, kneeling the ball down at the end, they had three possessions in the second half offensively. And it was a missed field goal, a punt, and a field goal, right? But they took off 17 minutes or whatever? Just those three drives.
Yeah.
That first drive was after they got the Giants on that first possession. They got the ball back. 13 plays, 35 yards. So they didn't go very far, but they took 6:36 off the clock while they were leading 30-7. If the game was tied and they kind of went nowhere, and you'd be like, what are they doing? But they weren't. Like, I feel like you're going to play the game differently. It's something that Mike Vrabel talked about when he took over the job. It's just sort of like situational awareness, like sort of coaching the game, coaching the score, all that kind of stuff. And you saw that on display. So I'm not like alarmed that they only scored 3 points in the second half.
Look,
the game was in control.
I want them to score more in the red zone. Touchdowns. I want them to do that. They've been settling for a lot of field goals. But when you're getting special teams touchdowns and big plays from Marcus Jones every week.
Yeah.
And I don't know how reliable that is. I don't know how like predictive that is. But maybe with him it is. Keith, third career punt return for a touchdown.
He's awesome.
He has 75 career punt returns. That qualifies him for the official NFL record book. His career punt return average was 13.6, which was already the highest in the NFL before his 94-yard punt return last night. So he is the best punt returner by average in league history. And yeah, honestly,
I was wondering, like, how,
honestly, it looks like it. When he's back there, why they keep kicking to him?
I don't know. And then they even had that one, like a coward play where they don't go for it on fourth down. And then you're like, part of the calculus should be, we got to kick it to that guy?
Yeah, just go for it.
Like, I would say, just go for it.
Just go for it.
He's going to run it right back down our throats, so we might as well just go for it on fourth and short. But no, I mean, he's on the short list of, you know, best punt returners I've seen in my life, right? I mean, Devin Hester was insane. Devin Hester was sort of next level. My guy Eric Metcalf back in the day was really, really good. Dion, when they'd throw Dion back there. Dante Hall was really good.
Dante Hall putting up the X. I liked him.
Dante Hall was joystick.
He was the human joystick. Those guys were really, really
good.
You
say Cribbs?
Cribbs, I think, was a better kick returner than punt returner, but he could do that too, I think. You know, and every once in a while, like Antonio Brown, they'd throw back there, or like, honestly, the Patriots have had a good one. Like Troy Brown, Julian Edelman were really good punt returners.
Edelman was a great. Brown,
awesome. Brown was too.
I would take Edelman over Brown, but they were both great. Yeah,
they were both awesome. Punt returners. So, like, as Patriots fans,
did Patterson return punts? I feel like he had a punt
return
touchdown.
He was also
here.
More of a kickoff return guy.
I feel
guy,
like
I think.
That
yeah.
Build, like Cribs.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Patterson, I remember more like bringing like 100-yard kickoffs to the house where like Devin Hester was both. And he, to me, is like the greatest of all time and is the guy that is like... In should be, or did he get in the Hall of Fame, or was he a finalist? I forget.
He's definitely been a finalist. Is
he should
in?
Be.
I don't know. I know whenever Brian walks in on Twitch, he's like, oh, Devin Hester should
but
be
like,
in the Hall of Fame.
Marcus Jones early in his career, so he still has time to sort of move up these
Hall
lists.
Hall of Famer.
He's in.
He could be. Oh, he should. Devin Hester should be. Yeah, definitely.
For small hall guys.
Yeah, but I also love a kick and punt return. And he was the best all time at it. You don't think he was the best all time at
it? I'm just saying, I don't know if that by itself should get you in.
Yeah.
The best punter of all time should get in?
No, best punt returner. He's scoring touchdowns.
I'm
the punter's
saying.
Just shooing the ball.
Being the best at something shouldn't necessarily get you in.
But for that, I'm with you. Maybe not every single position, but punt and kick returner? Whoo! Started a Super Bowl off with a kick return touchdown. Now, the game went sideways.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Nah, it didn't go great. If they just kept kicking it to him, though, he would have been better off.
Good point.
But Marcus Jones, it is like when it's like, all right, here comes the other team out to punt, you're like, this could be a big play every single time.
It was awesome to see again last night. And just to get things started quickly for the Patriots with the big hits, the big returns, all of it. Meanwhile, Drake May, two more touchdown passes last night. You hear Lisa Salters after the game?
Yeah.
She's like, no 300-yard games. How? What's up with that?
He it's like one of our callers.
He kind of like laughed it off, but it sounded like Ken.
Yeah, no,
it was
oh, yeah,
like,
Ken. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wait, no 300-yard games. What's up with that?
I don't really... I think you hit it like a few weeks back. Like, it's sort of a statistical oddity. Because he's having these good games. He leads the league in passing yards.
It's interesting. I don't know if it's important to quote a wise man.
Yeah.
That's what I would say about
that. A couple
of
wise men have said that.
Yeah.
So even if you, he's had an extra game more than most, but even if you do average yards per game, he's only trailing Dak and Mahomes. So, like, throwing for 280 in a win is fine, but they're like, ah, just if you get to 300, though. It is strange because you see guys, random guys, Jacoby Brissett's done it three times this year. So it is strange. It's coming.
It's
coming. It's going to happen eventually.
It's going to happen.
Maybe he'll save it for the playoffs.
Hopefully it happens in a win. It might happen in a loss. He is, by the way, back to being the betting favorite. He should be. Stafford didn't have a good week. And Stafford, I think, surged at the right time a couple of weeks ago and deserved to be the betting favorite in that moment. Based on another week of data, Stafford playing poorly and May playing great for a national audience, he's back to the betting favorite, minus 125 on FanDuel compared to plus 125 against Stafford.
Stafford does have 9 more touchdown passes and 2 fewer picks in one less game. Like, Stafford's numbers are pretty crazy. Now,
he's got Devontae. Anytime you're down at the one, they just huck it up to Devontae.
True. Well, Drake's got Kayshon Booty.
No, I know, but I mean, I feel
bring the splits in a little bit.
I feel like there's a higher degree of difficulty on Booty than there is on Devontae Adams.
Yeah, no, that's probably true. But I'm saying his numbers are impressive.
This was Mike Vrabel after the game on what he appreciates most about Drake Bay.
Pretty consistent and loud MVP chance for Drake tonight. Just what impressed you most about his performance?
Man, I think he's able to keep his composure, keep his eyes downfield. I thought he, makes some of the best plays, I think, are just the extensions, the scramble for a first down, to scramble and stay in bounds there late in the game, knowing the situation forces them to call a timeout, and then, not throw an incompletion there at the end of the game and, scramble. And selfishly, he probably could have said, hey, I'm going to try to throw a touchdown and, just go and slide and use the clock. So those are the things that probably don't show up on the stat sheet. I thought, being accurate downfield and being able to give, Kayshon a real catchable ball there in the end zone was nice, too.
Okay. That and the Williams throw were both great.
Was that Williams' touchdown a touchdown?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
I don't think it was either.
He went foot, knee out of bounds, second foot. I watched like 5 times.
I got to watch it
and
again,
they like just they didn't even talk about it. They like showed it quickly and then
clearly I didn't think about it very much. Yeah.
No, I'm with you, Nick. I didn't think so. And I thought they were going to call it back. Next thing you know, they're lining up for the extra point. I'm like, okay. And like all those are reviewed, so it's not like Kafka could have reviewed it. It's a scoring play. But if you watch it, by the time he controls the ball, foot, knee out of bounds, then second foot.
I just threw some eggplant emojis on it. I didn't watch it, apparently.
No, it was a great catch.
Second foot. No way. That's a clean catch. What are you talking
about? Out of bounds. Look at his knee.
His first foot is on the bounce.
Knee down. Out of bounds.
Oh, maybe not. His right foot is on the ground when he catches it. Left foot in. Then the knee goes down.
I don't think his back foot was in when he first caught it.
It's the Dontavian Wicks catch from Thanksgiving all over again.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think was a catch either.
I think he's in.
You think the Wicks catch on Thanksgiving was a touchdown? I don't think it was.
I think
either.
This was more of a touchdown than that.
Okay.
You meet me there?
No, neither were touchdowns. Non-touchdowns.
You were calling for this, though, in the offseason. You're like, I want Vrabel to help May in these situational moments.
Yeah,
and not to say McDaniels gets no credit for that. I actually want to later on give McDaniels some credit.
Yeah.
But some of the situational stuff, I do feel like Vrabel has a big impact there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's one of the things where you're looking at it, where you're like, all right, even though Vrabel is a defensive guy, and you and I were both saying, hey, get an offensive head coach for your young quarterback, there's at least the confidence that this guy has full control over the game. So if he's going to be a defensive guy, he's truly a head coach. We saw it firsthand in training camp. He spent more time with the offense then. I think he was trying to learn what Josh was doing, and then that way he could also apply just the overall like feel of the game. So, I think he's done a great job, and you can see it with Drake May. It's pretty clear that he's sort of way more comfortable in all these different moments in the game.
617-779-7937. You can jump in here on a Patriots Monday, on a Tuesday, on Jones and Keefe. We'll tier off all the NFL teams coming up at 11:30 on a tier Tuesday. We will talk to Tom E. Curran on a Tom E. Tuesday at high noon, plus a Keefe for Madness for you at 12:45. Hunter Henry and Christian Ellis scheduled to join on a Patriots Monday on a Tuesday as well. So we'll get to your feedback. And if you missed any of Mike Vrabel this morning on the Greg Hill Show, let's just say he liked the violence that his team brought last night. More on that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.